Kum Len and Ablat Gemara. We are up to Daf Kuf Yudalet on the base in the middle of the page. Kuf Yudalet on the base in the middle of the page. Yeah. Yesterday we discussed how do we know that the milk of a bull or the milk of a sheep is also osir, and we gave the whole husband. Now we're going to ask about generally how do you know that it's osir bahano? How do you know you don't have any pleasure from cooking meat and milk? You know, about a sabbath or anything. Right in the middle of the page it says Omer Rav Ashi. You want me to find you? Omer Rav Ashi. Right here. Perfect. Omer Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, right in the middle of the page. Menayin, how do you know the bosa? Becholav, she'osa, bechil. First of all, how do you know you're not allowed to eat? The Tater says you're not allowed to cook 3 times. Who said you're not allowed to eat it? Shenema, because it says in another pasuk, and this is what the Gemara is going to discuss, we have a number of answers. How do you know you're not allowed to eat bosa becholav? All the Tater says you're not allowed to cook. So he brings from a pasuk where it says, "Lo yisoichel is an aveira, you should not eat kol te'eva." It says in Parshas Re'eh, you should not eat anything which is an abomination. Kosher to aftilach, anything which I pronounce, that's an abomination, that it's wrong.
Why would you cook it?
Yeah, but that's not enough. The mere fact that the Torah says don't cook it means that that's an abomination if you cooked it. And once you didn't listen to me, it's an abomination. Once you didn't do that, you're not allowed to eat it because of the other pasuk where it says, Lo yisoichel kol te'eva. Kosher to aftilach, anything which I labeled that it's wrong, that's an abomination, that Ebe Valtecha shouldn't eat. Okay, says him, but I know you're not allowed to eat it. Ve'en li elachilo, you're not allowed to eat it. Bahanom inayin, how do you know you're not allowed to have any pleasure, all says of cooking, kerabavu, like rabavu. Amar Bavu, Rabu said, Amar Blazer, Komokish Nemba Lo Yechel, Lo Yechel, Lo Yechel, whenever they use the word Lo Yechel, Lo Yechel, Lo Yechel, is Echad Iser Achila, the Echad Iser Hanova Mashra. The Torah says, don't eat something. It doesn't only mean don't eat, it also means don't have any pleasure. Ad Sheyiftach Akasiv Kederish Barachon Avail, unless the Torah clearly stipulates the logic. So Gemara is saying, Akufi Dalvon Beis. Your mother disappeared?
Sorry?
Your mother disappeared?
No, it's a
book.
I didn't
quite
get it.
Oh. The Gemara is asking, how do you know you're not allowed to eat basa b'cholov, and how do you know you're not having any pleasure? All the Torah says is don't cook. Kufi dal on the base, about 20 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara, the first answer to the Gemara is, because the Torah says, l'seichel kol te'eva, don't eat anything that I told you is wrong. And since I told you that it's wrong to cook, so you cannot eat it. The Gemara said, no, how do you know you're not? So Bavu said, whenever said the Torah that you shouldn't eat, it means not only you shouldn't eat, but also you shouldn't have any pleasure. As the Rambam explains, the greatest pleasure in the Pirush Mishnayos, the greatest pleasure you can have of anything is to eat it. What's more pleasurable than eating? So therefore, the Torah that don't eat automatically includes don't have any pleasure. Unless the Torah clearly says you're allowed to have pleasure. Like it says by treif, sell it to a goy, give it to a ger. So otherwise, it automatically includes having pleasure. Says the Gemara, even though Torah doesn't say eat, now that we know you're not allowed to eat, because l'seichel te'eva, you don't have pleasure either. Because l'seichel. Where do you find by treif the Torah says you are allowed to have pleasure? Sheparach lo ben avela, like it says by non kosher or by treif, like ger ben asin, give it to a ger. A ger means a ger toshiv, somebody who eats treif, but he renounces his belief in idols, or according to others in Rashi and other places, he keeps all zayin mitzvahs ben emech, because Hashem said so. V'lo evi chomichim, go you sell it. So if you're selling it, you're having pleasure, and you're allowed to. So we see the Torah clearly says you're allowed to. The Tanya, what's going on? We live in a machlek. We hang marpsachim leisaychlu. It says in the pasuk you shouldn't eat kol nevela. You shouldn't eat any nevela lager. Leisaychlu kol nevela lager. Actually, interesting. It says here on the side. It says in the Zohar. It's actually marpsachim as well. Legeid asher b'sherecha titnena, you should give it to the geid in your midst. Va'achli eat it, a macher sell the nachri. Now the pasuk, there's different ways of reading the pasuk. Is the pasuk is being very particular that to a geir you give and to a goy you sell, or the Torah is giving you a general example, but you can do whatever you want. Ain't the legeid menasir chovim bechidi. You're allowed to give it to a geir. You're allowed to you sell it to a goy. Legeid bechidi menan. How you know you're allowed to sell it to a geir as well? Read the pasuk and put the commas in different places. Read as if it says like geir titnana, give it to a geir oy mocher comma, or sell it to him. How you know you're allowed to give it as a present to a goy? Again, put the comma in a different place. Put the comma before the word titnana. Titnana oy mocher lenachri. Those two words, titnena oy mocher, goes on both. The first on the ger and the end by the goy. Nimtza comes out. The outcome is Echad Ger, Echad Gechavim, Bein B'mechida, Bein B'nesina. You sell it, whether you give it, give it a meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Dvorim Kiksoven, take it pasuk literally. La Ger B'nesina. You have a mitzvah to take care of a Ger Toshiv, give it to him as a gift. V'lo Yivgachom Mechida, Goy, you're not allowed to give presents, because Lo Yisachanam, we had him more of a Zoyin, I'll give a Goy presents. So you give it, you sell it to a Goy. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, he takes it literally. La Ger B'nesina, Oy Mochoy, L'Nachri. Yisak Edatach. If you think in Rameya, because why does this read Rameya? If Rameya is right, then why say I or Lichter Rachmana Loisechlu Kol Nevela Lageir Asher Bisharecha Titnena VeOchel Eat It Umacher and Sell It. Oi Lomli by saying or means as if you're breaking the pasuk into two parts. Lageir Titnena. Oh the guy. Oi Machel Nachi. Oi Lomli Shmam. Another dvarim k'savim. Take the pasuk literally. A guy you can only sell. A guy you can only give. Who does that? Lageir Ben Asin Lechavim Memchida. Rameya will tell you. Hi, oi lahagdim. You know why it says or? Ideally, you should give it to a ger first. Otherwise, you can sell it to him. But I prefer you gave it to him. That's why it says oi. This is the list of the priorities. Lahagdim the sinner the ger mechidah b'chavim. Better give it to a ger than selling to a goyish and or selling it to a ger. Rabbi Huda lahagdim the ger mechidah b'chavim. Let's start a crow. You don't need it for that. You don't need a pasuk svaru. It makes sense. Why? You have a mitzvah to support your local ger toshiv. There's no mitzvah to support a goy. So of course, a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah selling to go either. So if you have a chance of doing a mitzvah, do the mitzvah first. So it's actually a mitzvah, says Rabbi Huda, to support your local ger. Says so you're telling me your way of learning that basar b'chol you're not allowed to eat because the Torah says anything which I ban, anything which I proscribe, you're not allowed to eat because it's te'eva. And I told you l'sechel kol te'eva. So everything is included. So that's a simple question. So somebody cooks something on Shabbos or any malacha, you shouldn't eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. And we know that if it's b'shoigig, we have three opinions: Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yechon Sandler. Apart from Yechon Sandler, everyone else holds that if it's a shoigig, you know, you're allowed to eat it then or allowed to later. Amazed, maybe the guy who did it should never eat it, but everyone else can eat after a Shabbos. In other words, the whole thing is about penalty. What do you mean penalty? According to you, it's a te'eva. You did an avera, and te'eva. Let's say it called te'eva. How to kids Shabbos or after Shabbos? Pretty much, if so, ma'ase Shabbos. Listen, if you did it on Shabbos, be aser doti after loch who. Omar Kroah says a pasuk. No, you know why we know that it's not also? Because another pasuk which counsels that. Ki koidish hi lachem. It says in the pasuk you should keep my Shabbos. Why? You should mind the Shabbos. Ki koidish hi lachem. That the day Shabbos is koidish, but not the things that happen on Shabbos. He koidish. Ve'emaaseh koidish. She is holy, but not the rest of things. And that's the question. If choydish b'shoy v'chamor, the Torah says do not plow with a cow and a donkey. It's klai, klai behemah. Let's say they did plow. Do you have to throw out all the grains? You did an aveda, but the food itself is mutter. The chayis and pipara, it says, you know, I muzzled the mouth of a parah while it's threshing. And if it did, you did an aveda. But you have to throw away all the wheat? No. The dajba litzer, according to you, should be asa. Dahati afti lecha. I said it's asa. So Gemara said, no. And this is very different than Shabbos. Because my Shabbos, the malach is you cook food. So therefore, the food should be asa. We answer, no, we have a pasuk. Over here, it's indirect. The isur is threshing. The isur is threshing, not the food. But you want to say because it happened through an aveira, maybe we shouldn't do that either. That we say no. We live for Shabbos. Hash to ma Shabbos. The chamidi Shabbos is so stringent. Mas, yeah, you get skilled all that. Yet maaseh mutarim. You cook on Shabbos mutar. Hani lekoshkin. These are surely mutar. Says him. What a klai zroim litzri. If you the dinner, you're not allowed to do klayim. You're not allowed to mix different seeds, but if you did, you're allowed to eat the food. Why? It should become asr. Klai Yisraim, literally, you know, there's a whole discussion if you're allowed to make a shechiyonu on these fruits that are klaim. You're allowed to eat them, but is it nice to make shechiyonu on it? A nectarine or these kind of things. Can you make a shechiyonu?
So you can eat it, but when it comes to mixing material, then you can't wear it.
That's right. Torah says so. The whole thing is a kasr. It says lesilbash. You're not allowed to wear it. Here, the Torah says, don't plant it. But if he did, the food itself was mutter. Why? Says the Gemara. You know how we know? Midigol yirachmana by klai kedem. You're not allowed to mix seed with your vines. Or according to Abiyashi, only have two seeds in vine. Since the Torah clearly said by klai kedem. that pen tigde. It says in the pasuk, be very careful. You shouldn't plant klai akedim, because tikdish hamaleya, that you're going to make. Over here, tikdish doesn't mean holy, actually means asr. That everything that grows, any new growth, is forbidden. So the Torah clearly spelled out, you're not allowed to eat when? By klai akedim. That means all other klaim is permitted. Pen tukadesh, you have, you know, fire, you have to burn and throw in fire. You hear miklal, the klai is roim shari, the raya, but klai is roim is permitted. Pretty gemara. Okay, the aim, why don't we say as follows? Maybe klai akedim, the Torah is trying to tell you that you have to throw, burn it, because not only you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to even have any pleasure from it. Asurin bein ba'achila bein ba'hano. That's why the Torah has to spell it out, because not only you're not allowed to eat it, you don't have any pleasure. Or be klai is roim, ba'achila asurin ba'no shari. But klai is roim, you're not allowed to eat, but maybe you're allowed to have a no. How are you not allowed to eat it? According to you, lo seichel kol te'eva, don't eat. So the Gemara says, iskish le klai behema, we compare the klayim of seeds to the klayim. You're not allowed to have two animals working together, two different species of animals, and we'll compare the two. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, behem techol lo yisarbiya, I don't want you to breed, crossbreed your animals, and then it says, and klayim sotcha lo yisizra. So the Torah compares the two. And what do we know about two animals? Ma behem techa yoytzim menem muteris, that if, let's say if you did crossbreed two animals, and you gave birth to a kosher animal, you're allowed to eat it. A goat and a cow. You're allowed to eat whatever came out of that. Is av sotcha hayyitzim menem muteris. If I tell you not to crossbreed, you know, seeding and all that. If you did, you're allowed to eat it. How do you know? V'klai behem gufayim in olamon. How do you know by behem etaki you're allowed to eat the animal that was born from this union? Maybe taka loisechel kol te'eva includes also klai behem. Says the Gemara, mid the osir achmona klaim ligavoy. The Torah had to go out of its way to tell you when it comes to kabanas. We learn out from the behem, not all the behemis, but a boker, that if it's klai behem, you're not allowed to. Miklal de lehedyit shari, but an ordinary person is allowed to eat the product of a klaim. Oisiv es benoy, according to you, if you shechted a mother and you didn't, now I shechted a mother and its offspring the same day, but nowhere does it say you're not allowed to eat it. According to you, you shouldn't be able to eat it because you commit an aveda. Litzir let you be aser. So Mora says, what's the aveda of oisiv benoy that you brought it? You brought up too soon. You could have waited one more day. It would have been 100% mutter. It's called mechuses man. That's not called anything because it's inevitable. So, this is not Dovashir Matin.
If I wait till tomorrow,
that's only when it gets mixed up. When do you use the rule of Dovashir Matin? If two things get mixed up, so we say don't rely on the rules of Bittul, wait till tomorrow. This is, nothing's mixed up, but we see the mother, we see the kid. The thing is, you shouldn't shecht him. If you did, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Let you be Asr. Says the Gemara, the Asr Achmana, this concept of Mechusas man, the Torah goes out of its way to Asr Legvoya, that if, you know, if you brought a baby, a behemoth less than 8 days old, whatever, you brought a Mechusas man, and you're not Yetzer. Meklad, the Lehed Yetzer, an ordinary person is Mutter. Shaluach HaKein, you're supposed to shoo away the mother before you take the chicks. And if you didn't shoo away the mother, the din should be, shoo away afterward, the din should be that you're not allowed to eat the mother. Because Anaveda was done with it. If the mother was standing there where you took the eggs away, and what helped shooing away, the din should be, not allowed to eat the mother, according to you. Litzir. So that's very simple. La omra teira shaleach litakola. Teira says shaleach to shaleach, you should send away the mother. If the din is the mother is forbidden to be eaten, why would the teira say send it away? Somebody else will trap this bird and eat it, thinking it's kosher. So that's one answer, how we know. A little bit more. That's one answer, we know how basa b'chol, you're not allowed to eat, because it's l'sheichal kol te'eva. Answer number two, the Shlokish says, "Menayin lebasa chol shasir haynos also tabloiv." It says the pasuk. It says by korn pesach. Al toichlu mimenu no. You should not eat korn pesach when it's cooked. Ubosh shel mevushel if it's half cooked or bushel if it's fully cooked. You have to eat it roasted. Why the repetition? Bosh shel mevushel to tell you there's another cooking that I don't want you to eat either. Shein tabloiv. You don't have to say. It says al toichlu. There's another cooking, another bishel. I'm borrowing the word bishel here for somewhere else. You're not allowed to eat cooked. Where's that? Matam mevushel lemlech yesh lech bishel. There's another bishul just like this. The eizah is bas mecholov. Bas mecholov in aladid. Amalei.
He doesn't learn
bichal
from
the loisavashel. He doesn't say loisavashel by bas mecholov. No, he doesn't learn it. What we always know that you're not allowed to eat bas mecholov because three times is only the opinion of Bishmol. We're going to get five other answers. A total of five answers. Other bichal says, "Kuuda zusha shana Rebbe." Is it that bad? What Rebbe said in the Mishnah. He learned somewhere else the Basa B'chol is forbidden. Why don't you repeat that? As your Rebbe said, it says in the Pasuk, Le'sechlenu, you shouldn't eat it. It says in the Pasuk, Le'sechlenu, it says over there, it talks about Psulei Mekdashim, a carbon that became, they got a mum, so you're not allowed to bring it up anymore. And it says, what do? You spill the blood out. And then it says, don't eat it. Right? Leman Yitzelot. Don't eat it. Don't eat the blood. You live a long time. Now, the Chayyim, you don't have to tell me again. How many psukim does the Torah say don't eat the blood? Why say it again? So Rebbe says that pasuk of there, like which is totally extra by psul mukdash, and I'll use a basa b'chalav. Maybe he's talking about any other yisur. Amri, how does Rebbe say, how do I know it's talking about basa b'chalav? It's talking there about blood from psul mukdash. How do I borrow it to take? Because Amri, we say, tzei ulamad, learn out, from yugim amidash ha-tein d'ashaban, from the 13 different ways you learn the Torah. Dover halamad min yana, you learn out one of the things which is, if it's vague in the Torah, it's not clear what it is. So then you say that you look at the context. What's the pasuk talking about? Bishnei minin. It's talking about two kinds. One of two kinds. But actually, it's very simple. That this psuli hamukdashin that you're redeemed, on the one hand, you're allowed to eat it. On the other hand, you're not allowed to share the wool, or you're not allowed to work with it. So it's like two different animals there. It's like a mixture of two. Where else do you have a mixture of two that is a problem? Milk and meat. So therefore, I learned from here that you're not allowed to eat meat and milk from psuli hamukdashin. Apikan bishnei minin over here also two sorts. So that's what Rebbe says. You don't like what Rebbe said? What do you have to give up in Rupshat? You use a very strong word. Ku'udazu is a mias. So he says, I'm not happy because Ima, he have ever thought, Hanim, you'll be a chila. Okay, you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav. Awa b'hano aloi. Kamash Malon. So this is what Rebbe Lachlaki says. That's why I learned from Korn Pesach. And Korn Pesach, also you don't have personal hanor from it, right? It goes in Mizbeach, and that's it. So that's why I'm using Korn Pesach to teach you not only you're not allowed to eat Bosachol, you don't have hanor. Nu, but Rebbe Banor Menor, it's a good question. Where does Rebbe know you don't have any hanor from Bosachol? Nafkele Mahoch, he learns it from here. Nema, kind of here, it says in the Pasik that you shouldn't eat any Vele, why? Ki Am Kodesh Atta. Right before it says, Le Savash, it says, Ki Am Kodesh Atta. You're a holy nation. But Nemelahalim, it says later on the pasuk that a girl should not misbehave, be promiscuous. V'loyia kodesh v'bnei Yisrael. I don't want that you should have promiscuity amongst the people. Amongst the malahalim b'hanor. What are we talking about? They're talking about eating. They're talking about doing things of pleasure. Afkan b'hanor. So here, when it says by basa b'cholov, it says ki am kodesh ata. What I want, mean holy in what way? I don't want you to have any hanor from leisavashik libechalevi mo'i. Okay, great Rabbi Elazar Tana, two more and then we'll stop. Great Rabbi Elazar Tana, lo yisoichlu kol nevela. It says in the Pasuk, you should not eat any nevela, but give it to the gay and sell it to the guy and all that. Amra toida, kishetim krena, when you sell it to the guy, lo yisiv, then end the Pasuk is lo yisivashka di. When you sell it to the guy, lo yisivashla, I don't want you to sell it cooked, I want you to sell it raw. Why can't you sell it cooked? Because then you're having pleasure from cooking. You said, you don't have any pleasure from basa b'chalav. You shouldn't have pleasure from what? From cooking. Rabbi Shmuel learns the one that we all constantly quote. Says three times don't cook. One for eating, one for having any pleasure, and one for cooking. And then I think tomorrow we'll just 20 to 70, 15 minutes, and then we'll be clean for tomorrow for Shabbos. I'll tell you, 7 o'clock tomorrow is davening. So quaint as